The gum sinks into Ben Hooper's red hair with a wet thwack, and the entire bus falls silent. Well, okay, everyone except for Tristan and Josh, who laugh and high-five each other a few seats back. Maddie gasps next to me. I can't believe they actually did it. Tristan and Josh were mean in elementary school, but they're even worse as sixth graders. Middle school might as well be another planet, and it's only week two. Everything is bigger now, the school, the classes, and especially the kids. But not Ben, who's exactly the same size as he was last year. He reaches behind his pale, freckled neck and pulls the gob forward, stretching long, pink strings across his shoulder. "What is this?" he cries, turning in his seat. The country radio station crackles over the speakers. I stare at my hands, leaning forward so my long, light brown hair falls around my face and blocks my view. I can't stand to watch. A voice from the back yells, "What's the matter? You wanted gum!" Several kids laugh. Ben's lower lip trembles. I give Maddie a look. We watched him ask almost everyone for gum when he first got on the bus this morning. The bus driver calls over his shoulder, "Settle down now! No yelling!" I wish one of the older kids would say something. The bus is full of them, but all they're doing is snickering and filming the drama with their phones. It's going to be all over the school by the end of homeroom. This is so wrong. But what can I do? They wouldn't listen to me anyway, and if they did... Maddie pokes my arm. "I'm going to say something," she whispers. "No," I say. "Don't." I inwardly cringe. Stuttering in public is the worst. My cheeks flood with warmth. She frowns. "Why not?" "Because I want to stay invisible, since I'm new to riding the bus. Because if I sit here quietly, there's a chance no one will mess with me and I can escape without gum in my hair. But I can't say that. I'm already stuttering more because I'm worried, and my speech will just get worse if I try to explain it. Not that Maddie is bothered by that. She's heard me stutter a million times since we met in third grade, and she's never made me feel bad about it. I don't know. Just stay out of it." The wheels groan as the bus lurches to a stop. Carol Burnett Middle, here we come. "It isn't right." Maddie pivots in her seat and eyes Tristan and Josh. I peek at them over the top of my seat as they gather their things. It's weird how they look like nice boys. Josh's fair skin doesn't have a single zit, and his smile is so perfect he doesn't need braces. Tristan's light brown curls fall perfectly around his tanned face, and he has a small cleft in his chin. Let's face it, they know they're cute, and they play football. "It's not like you can do anything about it," I say, but I might as well be talking to myself. Maddie would fight to the end if she thought she could change something. Last year, she begged her mom nonstop for a cell phone, and it actually worked. The bus doors open, and Ben disappears down the steps. Maddie follows me into the aisle. "Who says we can't?" Oh no, there's no "we" in this. I say nothing as we file off the bus and walk through the back doors of the school. I'm not getting involved. Snack machines line the hallway, and my stomach growls. I wish I'd remembered to grab a granola bar before I left home. "You don't have an extra dollar, do you?" I ask. I brought only enough money for lunch. Sometimes my dad gives me lunch money for the whole week and throws in extra for snacks, but he didn't today. "No, sorry." I sigh. At least I changed the subject. "Oh, I can't believe I almost forgot. Did you ask your mom if you can go see Wicked for my birthday?" The Wizard of Oz was my favorite movie when I was little, and Wicked is about what happened before Dorothy went over the rainbow. I've listened to the soundtrack a million times, but it's not enough because I still don't know the whole story. I need to see this show.